Hey cuties, welcome to your weekly reality TV history lesson where our hosts Anna and Charlotte explore the roots of today's most popular reality shows. So sit back, relax, and try not to flip any tables because class is in session. Welcome back to reality.
Hey.
Hi.
Who's that?
Who are you?
This is Anna.
This is Charlotte.
Just kidding.
Just kidding. I'm Anna.
I'm Charlotte.
And welcome back to reality, where we are finally...
It's time.
It's time to... Speaking of it's time, that just reminded me of something. Mm-hmm. Denny took a delivery the other night, and the delivery instructions on the receipt said, quote, knock three times and say, it's dinner time. My wife loves when I give these instructions. So Danny said he was going to do it. He was going to sing it to them.
It's dinner time. Hell yeah.
But he knocked in the door. The guy came right to the door. Like, you fucking ruined it.
You didn't even give
it.
Me a chance. You want me to shout it?
Right.
Close the door. Let me try again.
So it's time. We're going to get into the reunion of Mob Wives Season 1.
Mm-hmm.
Be prepared to be disappointed and be ready for a super short episode.
Yeah.
Get ready to hear them talk about whether Carla's boyfriend touched them for fucking 15 minutes.
Oh my fucking God. And whether Lee and Karen were broken up for 1 year or 2 years.
Oh my God. Like, I'm so sick of this.
It's so annoying, you guys.
So,
and Wendy Williams. Okay, let's fucking talk about Wendy Williams. I don't think I've ever watched any Mob Wife reunions because when I was younger, I was like, that's fucking boring. And this really lived up to that.
It really was fucking boring.
As an adult, I think reunions are great. But after watching this, I think I realized, like, usually when reunions of reality TV comes out, they have just seen themselves on TV for the first time.
Yeah.
Acting fucking ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Yes. Caught myself there. That's what I was going to say.
Yes.
Ridiculous.
Yep.
So they've just watched themselves for like probably a straight week acting at their worst.
Heinous.
For everyone to see.
Yeah.
So I'm seeing embarrassment in all their faces.
Literally shame.
Shame.
Shame. Shame.
Except shame. Renee, who doesn't have an ounce of shame in her whole body. But the rest of them, especially Drita, she was so reserved on this. And I think because she's like, holy fuck, I turned into a monster man.
I turned into a monster. Lee is fucking pissed.
Yeah. Everyone's mad at me.
Everyone's mad. Fucking Renee's father is pissed that she went on the show.
Yeah.
Everyone's mad.
Which, do you think that's a cover up for Daddy actually being mad about the Karen situation?
Maybe.
Or you think it's one and the same?
It's probably one and the same.
Okay. So let's get into it. Wendy Williams is here.
She's the host.
This is so long ago that it was fat Wendy Williams. And not fat, just plus size Wendy Williams.
Yes.
Which, if you have seen her lately, is not the case. She's actually now a skeleton.
A husk. A skellington.
She's a skellington.
Skellington.
And she looks absolutely fucking insane now. So this is when Wendy was pretty normal.
Yeah.
And at first I'm like, why the fuck are they doing Wendy Williams? But then I realized before the Wendy show, she was doing the Hot 100 in Jersey.
Oh.
So she's like from Jersey. That's her shit.
How you doing? Yeah, like, okay, got it.
Clap if you think she should suffer. Sorry, there's so many Wendy's quotes that play in my head all the time. When she's talking about Ghislaine Maxwell, she's like, she asked her audience the craziest shit. She'll be like, clap if you ever wanted to kill somebody. And everyone will be like,
yeah, woo! Clap if you ever shit your pants. Woohoo! Yeah!
Clap if you think she should suffer. Like, Wendy, what the fuck? Dude, she was... Have you ever watched that?
No.
Dude, she has the craziest moments. There's another one where, like...
I've seen the one where she's dressed as a statue.
Okay, when she passes up.
What did she say? What did she...
Our next caress.
Dude, I know them all. But I was watching that live and I started crying.
Our next caress.
Our next caress.
Literally... So dramatic.
James.
James.
The way they fucking panned to that guy in the audience. And she said, James.
shady cameraman. That's where that comes from.
My fucking God.
Oh my God. Wendy Williams is fucking funny. That's correct. If you and Denny need to get high, which you probably will in a couple hours.
Yeah.
On YouTube, look up Wendy Williams' funniest moments, and you will literally shit yourself laughing. It is so fucking funny, dude.
Oh my God. Maybe we will.
Death to all of them. She said that about Britney Spears' family. She's so fucked. It's so funny. She has no control over what she says. Anyway, during this, she was obviously, you know,
like normal.
She's got her cue card. She's a normal person. Where do we start? Let's talk about the room, because I'm comparing this to, like, the last reunion we covered, which New Jersey Housewives.
And the room, and that was...
How did they land a better room for Mob Wives?
Right. Season one, not a Bravo show. Like, yeah. What?
How'd they land that?
Weird.
The way they open this up, did you write it down?
No.
The way they open it is, Wendy, hey guys, happy to have everybody here. What do you say about the people who say you are a disgrace to Italian Americans? Oh, yes.
I was like, wait, is this like Jersey Shore part two? Because that they went through that whole thing too. That's exactly what
I was thinking.
Yeah.
And I keep getting confused. I keep thinking they're fucking Jersey, but you can't blame me for that, okay? They're the same.
Yeah.
They're just, they that's all the same.
Same. Yeah. It's, yeah.
If anything, Staten Island is like worse.
Yeah.
The Jersey. Definitely. So. What do you say to the people that say you're a disgrace
to Italian Americans?
And Victoria Gotti says this is scripted.
Okay.
Okay, she's an idiot. Sorry.
Renee's like, Victoria Gotti, I could care less about what she has to say.
My father said not to speak about them. And my son's father also said not to speak about them.
My son's father.
The number one question, according to Wendy Williams, that she got from fans was, how do these women make a living?
Right. It seems you don't have a job. You don't have jobs.
Oh, she's coming in hot. It's
coming so in hot. Crazy. Asking about the mob.
Yeah.
What mob?
I'm saying, like,
she goes, what mob?
King Renee. Oh my God. Renee's the only one that had a good answer here, though. She was like, don't fucking ask me about my money, because Renee is a daddy's girl whose dad fucking pays her bills from the mob.
Yeah.
Drita does some random modeling, but I'm guessing someone takes care of her because her man's in jail.
Yep.
I don't know about Carla. Don't ask me about her.
She said that she works. She said she worked before Joe went away. It's like, okay, you worked that much. You have all that money.
Yeah.
And you're surviving.
Just forever. The in fuck? New York. And honestly, they didn't even ask Drita.
They asked
the
didn't.
Three other girls. They didn't ask Drita. Yeah, because Drita's husband's a fucking bank robber, bitch. He got caught once. You think that was his first bank?
Right. Like, it's true.
Someone check Drita's
account.
Someone check Drita's floorboards if they want to see where she makes her money. Because it's somewhere in the house.
It's somewhere in the house, for sure.
But yeah, Renee had the good answer. She said, don't fucking worry about my fucking money. Fuck out of here. Mind your business. What mob?
But I am curious.
What mob?
What mob?
Well, Renee is clearly the richest out of all of them. She had the nicest kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
She had the granite going up the walls to the cabinets. I can't believe.
She got all that fucking surgery and treatments. And
I can't believe. I think Renee's style in her house is the best. I can't believe it, but it is.
It is.
Drita's heinous.
It's that early, it's that like 2000s fucking like just.
Renee's didn't give me that vibe. It looked timeless. Hers, clean.
Yep.
Loved it.
Yeah.
We're really all over the place, but that's fine, because there's nothing really to talk about here. The first round of clips that they show us is Renee talking shit about Karen, taking it back to the beginning of the season, which is so fucking funny to watch now that we've heard Karen say, heard Renee say, I've always thought Karen was loyal. She's such a good friend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that was embarrassing. Then we get a whole montage of Lee and Drita.
Yep.
Drita gives us an update that she has officially filed for divorce.
Yep.
But it's not finalized yet, clearly, because fucking Lee hasn't responded. She still hasn't talked to Lee, and she has confronted the side bitch, apparently. But we didn't talk too much about it.
Yeah.
And Wendy says, you're a tough broad, but you got great boobs. Like, shut the fuck up.
Literally.
No one laughed except her.
Because
they were talking about dating.
Yeah.
And Drita's like, I don't think anyone wants to date me. Like,
you're a tough broad, but she got nice boobs. Like,
shut the fuck up, Wendy. Okay. This woman is in crisis. Don't worry about her fucking terrible boob job. Then the girls discuss infidelity.
Yep.
Because, you know, it's a common subject.
Yes.
On the show. All of them have been cheated on. Renee blames the whores. Yep, definitely the not. Whores. Definitely so, not
they
the men.
Talk about the Sopranos, and they say she says,
"Yeah,
everyone on the Sopranos has a gumar, and they're gumara." Okay,
say it right, Wendy Williams.
Gumara.
Carla explains that she dumped her boyfriend, mm-hmm. and Renee obnoxiously claps as if she caused it.
Can I clap? Like, shut the fuck up.
Oh, my God. I've never rolled my eyes harder.
Really?
And the look on her face is so smug. Literally as if she's the reason that they broke up. That, of course, leads to us rehashing the fucking groping incident.
I swear on my son's eyes!
What about his lumps?
What about his lumps?
Why did she keep saying that?
Right.
Swear on my son's eyes.
I swear it must be fucking Italian thing. I swear on my son's eyes. He touched me. And Karen's like, yeah, she's not lying. He touched me too.
First of all, you literally told Carla he didn't touch you.
Yeah.
That wasn't the issue. I thought he said he wanted to be with you.
Right.
But then that didn't happen. Then all of a sudden you just saw him touch Carla.
Mm-hmm.
But now he touched me, but not my ass. It was much worse than that. What, are you fucking finger banging you at the bar?
What, did he fucking slip his hand up your cooch?
Tickling your little clit? And Carla's like begging, like, go ahead and tell me, please.
Right.
And Renee's like, no, we're done with it.
No, we're not.
You're not done with it.
Also, I really thought we were going to get to find out what
she said. Me too, because they played it again.
And I've replayed it, and I think she said... And she's like, jealous? Why am I jealous? And why am I jealous of you? And she was like, I don't know, because you don't suck dick or something. But I don't know why. But that's what it looked like she said. You don't suck dick.
Okay.
And then Renee was like.
Suck cock, maybe? Because I thought it was a cock.
Maybe cock, yeah. Maybe okay. cock, yeah.
Okay, I'll rewatch it, but yeah.
She was like. So she was fucking appalled.
Okay, I'm yeah, that works. I just wish Wendy would have asked.
Right. Like, I thought she was going to.
Me too.
They played the scene.
Why'd they show us?
And she said, he said that you're jealous of Carla.
I'm wondering if at one point, maybe when this aired, one of those words wasn't bleeped out.
Right.
Because why would they keep showing us something that they're not telling us? So I'm wondering if at one point it was not censored.
Maybe. I don't know, because like it's fucking weird that they would bleep out all the normal words, but maybe it was just like blended into one bleep because it was so fast.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. So Renee says that he touched her much worse, and then she walks out crying.
Yep.
And it's very so stupid.
Well literally, like,
what is she talking about?
Why are you crying? What are you doing?
Carla broke up with him. You never have to see him again.
Right. It's over.
But we still want to know, because you're bringing it up. Did he
rape you?
Did he fish you? Did he suck on your fucking titty? Like
what did he
literally
do? It was worse than that.
What's worse than that?
Did he fucking beat you? Like, what happened? We need to know. We'll never find out. And I'm surprised that we don't hear anything really about Junia.
Nothing. Maybe it was boring as fuck, so they cut it out.
Like her fucking therapy sessions.
Yeah.
That I completely just dissociated.
Same. Then we dive into the Karen and Drita drama of it all.
Yep.
Drita stays incredibly calm, good for her, through the whole thing. What else could we possibly fucking say about this?
What
can we say about this? We do get extended footage.
Extended of the footage of the fight. I want Drita now!
Which is literally so funny, because that plays, and then the first episode of the next season, Drita gets into a fight with Karen and Ramona, and Ramona's screaming, I want Derek, and I want Derek now! That's like their thing.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Who the fuck's Derek?
Drita's friend, who was like trying to break up the fight, but Ramona got hit in the mouth, and she thought Derek hit her.
Oh.
But she was like bleeding from the mouth, but really it was Drita who fucking cracked that bitch's jaw.
Well.
Yeah. I want Derek! And I want Derek now. Literally, Karen is a whole different person. She's like Drita, but worse because she can't fight and she's like got that voice.
Yeah.
That's how she acts that first episode. Oh, but then no. There's two of them because it's her and her cousin. And then Drita being fucking Drita. You got to watch it. Oh, yeah. That's how they start off.
Oh, shit.
Season two Hell is yeah. that fight. Spoiler alert. Let's see. We have a Renee segment. Oh, my God. I've never cringed harder. Please.
I didn't watch it. Okay. I turned it off. Okay, I was so bored.
To this. So they have a Renee segment. Renee starts boasting about 50 Cent. Wendy brings it up like, Wendy's like, she shades it a little. Like, I feel like she's not a fan of 50 for some reason. She's like, so you said that your first client was 50 Cent. And Renee starts talking about it. And Wendy literally cuts her off to be like, speaking of 50 Cent, Karen, is your daughter's dad black? Because your daughter looks like she's got a little bit of Flava in her, if you know what I'm saying. And Karen was like, yes. She was so caught off guard, like literally cut. Speaking of black guys, Karen, did you fuck a black guy?
I'm fucking
dead.
It was
so fucked.
Wow.
It was so fucking funny. But then we go back to Renee, and this is when I just killed myself, when Wendy says, Renee, I heard you're a good dancer. And you know I'm going to back that up. Hit it. And they start playing, like, the weirdest fucking, like, freestyle beat. And Renee's in her seat like, no!
Oh, my God, I gotta watch it.
She has a Danielle Staub moment. 100%. She doesn't get up. She's like,
oh, my God.
It's so bad. It's Please. So bad.
Hit it!
Oh, my God. It's so bad. Just, like, the awkward silence after every joke is, like,
it's just so bad.
Hurts inside. So, at the end of the reunion, we wrap up with Wendy asking the girls if they have any regrets. Karen said that she regrets that her whole season was basically about her ex. Renee regrets not losing weight before the season started filming, which, relatable, dude.
Relatable.
Totally relatable. Carla regrets fighting with Renee, and Drita regrets fighting with Karen. So, everyone is kumbaya at the end. Wendy breaks the news that season two is on the way.
Mm-hmm.
And we say bon voyage to the girls.
To the girls.
And that was beautiful.
And that was it.
That was it.
Very uneventful.
Yep.
Literally just talking about the same shit.
Oh, my God. It's exhausting.
Lumps, the lumps and my fucking son's eyes and yep. Lee. Oh, my God.
And so, the fisting and he fingered me.
And he fucking grabbed her ass. And fucked yeah. my ass.
He grabbed her ass. Well, he fucked my ass.
He fucking groped my ass with
I swear on my son's eyes. When she started yelling about her son's eyes, I thought she was going to start talking about the guy talking in front of her son again. I'm like, please Renee.
No.
Shut the fuck up. Leave AJ out of this. Do you hear that?
Do you hear that?
It's here.
It's your turn to pick now.
It's time.
Should now we that each we do are a couple finished? Shakes for good luck?
Yeah. Oh. We're shaking the ball.
We're shaking the ball.
We don't even remember what's in this.
Yeah. We're not sure.
I remember one thing I put in there.
I think I remember one thing.
I think I remember one thing that
We're
I
picking
really
our next
to be.
Show. We're picking
it's
our
happening,
next
guys,
show.
Ready?
Oh.
Oh, that was nice. Wish you could have seen that. All right. Oh, God, they're all together. I'm going to show you it so you can see if I only have one. Do I have one? I feel like there's two there. Let me try to separate them. Sorry, they're all together. Which one do I want?
It's been a while since we touched them.
It's been a while.
You got to go with your gut.
I'm going right. So when I touched first, okay. It was on the outside. All right, guys.
Drum roll.
Season three of Back to Reality will be Jersey Shore.
And we're staying on the East Coast.
In the Northeast. We're staying in New England.
Why did I have a psychic moment and knew you were going to pick that?
I don't know.
hell yeah. I have this
going
shit
back
on DVD.
Jersey. Shut the
uncensored.
Fuck up. Where can I watch it uncensored?
I don't know. I think there's probably some websites.
I'm going to let you guys know because I'm sure you don't all have it on DVD. Hold, please.
Mom.
All right, guys. You can watch Jersey Shore censored on Hulu.
On Hulu.
I will be probably watching it there. I want to spend the $20 to get the uncensored, but Anna will be able to fill us in with anything that was edited out,
for sure.
Which is really nice because she has it on DVD. She's yep. going to fucking dust off her DVD player and watch a fucking disc.
Yep. If I could find the DVD.
I bet there's kids that are listening to this that don't know what a DVD is.
Right. I know. Because they're like not even a thing anymore.
Yeah.
Remember when Blu-ray was like a big thing?
Yeah. But it was literally a DVD.
Mm-hmm.
What was the difference?
I was supposed to be like better quality, I think. I don't know. And the disc was different, I think. I don't fucking know.
What quality is the Jersey Shore shit in? Like,
normal. I don't know. Normal.
180p or whatever.
180p.
It's like the most random shit. I'll like pick a movie on TV and Mike will be like, that's only 700 RPM.
RPM.
LMNOPs. And I'm like, okay. It's like, you gotta pick the 1280 LGBTQs.
LGBTQ. Like, okay.
All right. Whatever you say.
Yeah, you gotta get.
I don't know numbers, dude. Yeah. Sorry. Definitely no high def back then. What year did Jersey Shore start?
Oh my god, like 2009.
Oh my god. We're throwing it way the fuck back, you guys.
Way the fuck back.
I know you have all watched Jersey Shore. You had to have, right? Everyone listening, they had to have watched
Jersey Shore. If you're listening to a podcast about reality television, there's no way that you didn't watch Jersey Shore. I watched Jersey Shore when it came out.
Yeah.
On TV.
Yeah.
And yeah,
I watched it with my parents.
Like, yeah, me too.
It was a family show.
Yep.
A good wholesome
family show.
Isn't it crazy watching it now that they're younger than us in there?
Yes.
And being like, holy fuck.
I have been to Seaside.
Is it a dump?
Yes. It is a dumpy boardwalk. The only good thing is, like, if you're a Jersey Shore fan.
Yeah.
We went to
But they all look the fucking same. Like, watching them there on that boardwalk reminded me so much of Atlantic City. Like, the same shops. They all sell the same things.
Same fucking, like, carnival shit. Yep. Arcades. Like, saltwater taffy places. Yep.
Yes.
I did ride the thing.
Yeah.
The ski lift thing. Mm. And yeah, yep, I've been to Seaside a couple times.
Did you go to the Shore
house? Went to the Shore store, not the house. We didn't tour it or anything. I've been to the house. I've seen it, like, in person. Went to the Shore store, saw Danny, bought a hoodie, the license plate hoodie.
Did you kiss Danny?
No. Mm. But I did get the cheese balls from that they all talked really highly about. They were really good. And I went to a bar that they went to. Beachcomber, maybe?
Mm.
Yeah. We went there.
I want to go to Jenks. That looks fun.
Jenks, yeah. Karma. I think Karma's closed. Oh. But anyways, Jersey Shore, season one.
I can't wait.
Maybe next show we'll get off of... I think we're going to get off of the East Coast.
Yeah, what else could we possibly do over there?
The Real Housewives of New York, but I don't think we put that on there.
No. I don't think we're doing any other... Housewives, which we can throw some in soon.
Yeah,
but I kept thinking we should throw more in there, but then I'm like, I don't even remember
what I put in there in the first place.
And those were our first choices, so yeah. I feel like we should get through these
and then make a new ball.
Yeah, let's see how many episodes of Jersey Shore season one has 9 episodes, but I'm not seeing a reunion. Was that not a thing back then?
Maybe not.
And this aired in late 2009. So, yeah, definitely filmed early 2009, if not the year before that.
Oh, yeah. It was probably filmed in, like, 2008.
So fucking insane.
Because I remember, like, watching that around Christmas time. Right, like, around 2009, I think, 2008. Or 2010. Can't remember, but...
Let's listen to the description of episode 1, season 1 of Jersey Shore. Summer at the Jersey Shore kicks off with 8 housemates... move into their summer shore. Romance heats up between Sammy and Mike. That's so funny.
That's so weird.
But all might be lost when the guys invite 3 random girls to join them in the hot tub.
I never forget.
Wow. Wow.
So you guys have that to look forward to.
Mm-hmm. We will be discussing it all. We will also be discussing Polly's weird age gap.
Weird.
We're going to talk about everything.
Yep, we are. So get fucking excited.
I am.
Get your fist bumps ready. Do your GTL. Because, bitch, we're going to Jersey Shore, bitch.
Party's here. Okay, we love you guys.
Love you, too.
Bye.